Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, welcome to Awakenings, part of the Converging Flow, a place where we are aligning in coherence. That was a bit of David Atwell. He was a guest on Awakenings about a couple months ago, and that track was called Mystic. I don't know where we're going. I don't know where you're going. I don't know where you want to go. This is the year to find that out, and we're going to be assisting on Awakenings with that. I'm your host and co-pilot, Michelle Mache. It's great to connect with everyone. I so look forward to our Wednesdays together. It's a wonderful time to connect with like-minded individuals, get some channel guidance, some readings going, tune in psychically, assist on a soul level. That's what I'm here to assist, facilitate in, and to connect with all of you. If you are new to the program and you're listening as a guest, that's great. If you would like to interact in the chat room or ask questions from the chat room, you do need to register, which is just scrolling to the bottom of the chat box and signing up with your name and email. And that'll get you to be registered with Blog Talk Radio, and you can interact. But you're more than welcome also to listen as a guest. Also, if you're listening by phone, that's great. I want to give the number, 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. If you have a question, comment, would like a reading, press 1 on the keypad, and I will be getting to you. I also want to thank everyone that listens from the archives and Cosmic Dimensions, as well as iTunes. You're with us, even though you listen later. You're always with us. I get so many emails from people that listen via iTunes and the archives, and I do appreciate your feedback. And I really want to thank you all that are liking the Awakenings Radio by just pressing like, the like button, clicking on the like button on the Awakenings profile page. Thank you so much for doing that. It's wonderful appreciation energy. And those of you that have been leaving comments, appreciation comments on iTunes, my assistant recently sent some to me, emailed some of the feedback, and it's just nice to have that appreciation and wonderful energy flow there. So all of you that have been leaving those wonderful appreciation messages at iTunes, I thank you so much, and as well as your emails, and also that have been liking the Awakening show. It just helps bump everything up so more people can find us and connect in. Also, those that share your insight and your wisdoms and your understanding in the chat room, thank you so much. I can't tell you how many emails I receive with new listeners that happen to just stumble upon Awakenings, and they always, always mention the chat room, that they feel very comfortable, everybody, you know, is very welcoming, that people, you know, answer the questions, or they're like, oh, I was going to call in, but somebody answered the question already in the chat room. Thank you so much. So, you know, wherever you are, there you are. There is your consciousness. So, you know, people, you just never know how you can touch someone. And not that you always have to. You know, we don't always have to be on, so to speak. But you know, I would say never be afraid or shy to just put your insight out there, your two cents, because you never know who is really going to need to hear what you have to say, or see by example what you're doing or how you're living. I'm not going to put it in the chat room. If someone wants to do that, that's great, but I did promise I would put the resources, information, and so I'm going to just do it auditory. If you do have guest questions, comments, want to suggest guests to me so I can pass on to the Awakenings team, you can email at awakenings@selfandlight.com. There's an S at the end because there's more than one awakening. We're in a continual awakening. That, again, email is awakenings@selfandlight.com. For personal information with me or doing any personal work with me, any soul work or finding out about any workshops, it's info@selfandlight.com. If you send them to one or the other, it doesn't matter. They'll still get to me. If you have questions that you want answered on air, you can either send to awakenings@selfandlight.com or info@selfandlight.com, and I'll make sure to answer it on air. If it's private and detail-y about a girlfriend, boyfriend, that kind of thing, think specific, it's better for you to either call in or email info@selfandlight.com for a personal reading, and then I can really devote time for you and really tune in, and we do have some wonderful appreciation contribution or exchange fees for the Awakenings listeners as well. So that's always there for you also. And if you would like information on the Ascension, on spirit-led living, Soul Insights, there's a blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-led Living. Also, consciousinspiredliving.com. If you also, we're looking for feature writers and other writers that we're weaving in. So if you feel like you have something you want to share, that you want to contribute, whether visually or videos or articles, or you've seen something very inspiring or something you feel is very eco-conscious or soul-conscious or spiritually based in a way that's helped you and you want to share, or you want to highlight someone that you know or an event, just send us an email at submissions@consciousinspiredliving.com. And Conscious Inspired Living is really living from the template of the soul and being spirit-led. And we are in the age of the soul. You're hearing more and more about the soul. Books are coming out about the soul. It is really about living uniquely, living at your own unique soul gifts. Also, my personal website, selfinlight.com. So I think I haven't missed anything. If I have, just email me or put it in the chat or ask a question. Someone will know. Someone will be able to answer your question. If not me, then someone else. Wonderful to connect. I do see we have a lot of callers on the line, so I'll get there. I don't know if that's for me or the guests, but we'll get to that. Probably everybody has been feeling a lot of the energy shifts that are taking place. We're in an extended gateways. The gateways are getting longer. So you will be feeling a lot of frenetic energy. To some people, it's anxiety and not sure what to do. I did a lot of chanting today. Steve Ross's Grace is the name of the game. CD, have it on my iPhone and my iPod, but I just was walking today. I did a lot of chanting, sat down and did some wonderful deep meditation. Because sometimes there's just so much stuff up, there's only one way to go in. Only one way to go. That's the enchanting definitely helps with that, or any type of meditation or spiritual practice. I am going to be opening up, I do it every few years, some of my shamanic work starting May and June, so I'll keep everybody posted on that. I'm going to be doing some ritual work probably May, maybe June, right in the next gateway. Just working out the details of that, as well as my online course, which I'm so excited, almost out. I just got the launch date, or the published date will be April, I believe it's 13th. So Uranus will be kicking major motion arse. So we've got those energies happening. And part of it is I'm really focusing right now on a lot of the writing, trying to get a lot of the information from 20 plus years of channelings and workshops that I've done into the hands. I tried this years ago. It was very interesting, but people were not ready yet. There was just a few in the corners internationally of the world speaking on this time, and the time just wasn't right, and apparently it is now, because a lot of people are awake, even if they don't really want to or didn't consciously choose to be on an awakening path or a spiritual path. There are many more spiritual emergencies that are taking place. And what are those spiritual emergencies? They're major crisis points in people's lives to begin to redirect their energy. So one of the things I want to touch upon before we get to the lines and I see everyone is that I had an awakening that isn't so jarring. One of the things I want everyone to remember or recall or understand, if this is something new to you, on some level you call in the awakening or awakenings into your life. And for some people, it is like, you know, a tsunami. It's interesting. Every time I talk about higher frequency stuff, things happen with the phone. So I've been meditating a lot and working with my guides. So we'll see what happened. Dream Master saying the energies cannot be discounted any longer. No, many, many people are feeling the shifts. And you will see people reacting out of anger or irritation. And I had a client the other day saying, why is that happening? I said, well, they don't have a frame of reference. There is nowhere to go with this energy. It's a lighter energy. We're expanding into our luminous body, our luminous light body, that which makes us the illumined ones. So we're becoming less dense. However, it's a faster moving energy. It's more invasive. It's if you don't have channels for it or understand it, it can cause a lot of havoc, and it can feel a lot of havoc inside your body and in your body mind. You know. So this is where the spiritual principles, to me it reminds me a lot of some of my shamanic training and my initiations that I went through, and as well as my advanced metaphysical training. But those were set up initiations. In other words, you knew what to expect. You were, you know, usually were able to take some time off from work or school, and they didn't last as long, right? This is like having an initiation that you don't know that you signed up for, except for many on, you know, on a perhaps spiritual level or on a soul level. So what's happening is the decoding. Your awakening or succession of awakenings is encoded not only on a cellular level, but in what we call the energetic matrix. And that's where we're all going back to, the energetic matrix, our original blueprint, our original what we call signature frequency. And the timing, if you will, or the software is within the DNA structure, okay? It's more physical. So there is a physical and physiological component to the shifts that are occurring now, to the specific awakenings, especially that are happening now, the ones where people are awakening more to their gifts, to their spiritual connection, their spiritual awareness, the divine within them, if you want to say, the aspect that goes on. And that, they have a soul. And that this soul determines what you're meant to be experiencing and expressing. So as you're connecting more on a soul level, the personality has to be restructured. That's what they call the philosopher's stone, the rubbing the metals together. This is the alchemy, and it's just getting faster rub, a deeper rub, for some people a longer rub, so that the personality is prepared to have that soul alignment. This is what this is all about, just so that we're living more from that. So someone had asked me how to have not as an abrupt awakening or awakenings. And one of the things I can share with you right now, some of it is going to be abrupt. It is just going to be, because that is the nature of awakening. And whether it's on a physical level, physiological level, mental level, emotional level, there will always be a spiritual aspect or component. However, once you're in the succession of awakenings, and you're more what we call the dweller on the threshold, or you're more on a conscious path, your root becomes a little more fixed. They call it the fixed cross, and not a religious cross, a cross where you're integrating the vertical energies into the horizontal energies of your being, which the horizontal is the material. So as you're integrating more of the spiritual awareness and essence and living from that, my suggestion is to follow, and I think Nudges is in the chat room today. It's such a great name. Follow the subtle energy. We've been working with this a lot in the workshops that I'm doing. I'm going to come bring some videos. Maybe the next one will. Actually, if you do go to my YouTube, Lightbeing 21, I believe I do have something on the subtle energy, and that will help you immensely. People that this has changed people's lives. I hate to say that, but it has. Your key to ascension, your key to expanding into the more expanded awareness and dealing with these energies, knowing is being emotionally clear. I say this all the time, clear, clear, clear emotionally. Keep doing that, but follow the subtle energy. Where are you subtly being nudged? Where are the true openings? Now, sometimes, and I feel for you because I'm there too, sometimes there are no openings, which means that you need to just be right where you are and use your tools. I'm Dream Master saying the subtle energy. Yes, we are comprised of subtle energy. The subtle energy incorporates the auric field, the etheric field. It's the resonant field. Our physical body is about a quarter to a third of who and what. So the physical aspect that you see, the denser physical body that we touch and we dress and all of that, is literally like the fingernail on our pinky finger, maybe the thumb. And then the whole rest of the body is us and beyond. So the subtle energy, as opposed to the gross energy is the denser physical energy of the physical body. Both are needed in this experience, but the gross body is becoming more and more subtle. That's connecting us to the luminous body or the light body. So we've devolved as far as we can into matter. Now we're evolving or expanding back up, if you will, or within. The spiral goes both ways, and that's why the idea of oneness is so important. But the subtle energy, and you could even do this experiment with two foods. Put them in front of you or think of them in your mind. You've got to get, but the thing is, this is why the meditation process is so important, which there's some free meditations on consciousinspiredliving.com in the meditation lounge, and also at selfandlight.com in the meditation link. And specifically the ascension meditation, the yogic breath, or the three count breath will help you align and get in a neutral state. From there, if you look at the choice that you have in front of you, you will feel a subtle pull, a subtle nudge, and that's the direction that you want to go. So we're moving out of following what the ego wants to do and moving more into being what I call spirit-led, and that spiritual essence is felt through the subtle body and later confirmed through the body wisdom of the gross physical body. So really it is about aligning through the breath. You align more to your signature rhythm, your signature frequency. In the Hindu tradition, we call the Anahata center, the seat of the soul. And from there, receive your direction. Try that, especially if you don't know what to do. And if you're not getting a strong nudge towards something, then use your spiritual tools to basically cope with the energy that's coming up and the emotions, the energy and motion that are coming up around it. All right. Hello. We're going to the phone lines. I believe this is 609-209. Hello. Welcome to Awakenings. Hello. Did you have a question or a comment? Okay. I'm picking up.
Go ahead.
Hello, 609209. Did you have a question or a comment?
I had a question as far as, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Is there any way I could get a reading?
Yeah, about what? Now, I'm going to do probably maybe one question each because we have so many on the line.
Okay.
Okay, what's your first name?
It's Anna.
Okay, Anna.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and your question?
Anything about a romance.
Romance or relationship coming up is what you're wanting to know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel you're healing from something or just got out of something a while ago. Is that true? It feels like
I'm
something
kinda...
that was gone. You're kind of what?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, it shows healing from something, getting over something, so I feel like you're more ready now.
Uh-huh.
I do feel a relationship coming in for you. I can't tell if the person is from another country or they are at a distance or travel quite a bit. And it also shows you probably in through the summer months taking off as well, doing quite a bit of traveling. But somehow I feel they're at a distance.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Somebody, yes, it's somebody that I am seeing.
Yes, but they're at a distance. So you are going to be traveling, I feel, to see them.
Uh-huh.
The guidance is saying go with it.
Uh-huh.
But to be patient, because I feel there is, again, this logistic with the distance that has to be worked out.
Okay.
But I do see even the two of you. I do see the two of you traveling together.
Oh, nice!
Yeah,
long-term
I
type
do.
Thing or long-term.
I
type
feel
of
it
thing?
Could be. But I think you're going to have to be a little patient. I feel like you almost got married before. You were almost in a stronger relationship. You healed from that. Now you're open again. So I would say just let this one marinate a little bit. But it does have very good potential, is what I'm hearing.
Oh,
feels very
wonderful.
New.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy
well,
your time.
Yeah, it's an old one but a new one. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of like a back and forth thing.
So were you almost married? Did you get married almost, or take it to that
no.
next level?
No, not yet. That's what I'm waiting for.
No. okay. Well, you were ready. That's what I feel. You were ready before, and
oh,
I don't
yes.
feel they were. Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying. And so you had to heal, you had to pull back. So what
yeah.
you're doing is working, so keep doing that. Just don't push
yeah.
the river.
Right, exactly. Okay.
All
anything
right,
else?
Take good care.
Okay,
that's
you.
It. Blessing. Hello, 678-643. You're on Awakenings.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I wonder what you could tell me about relationships also. New relationships.
Okay. And what's your first name?
Anthony.
Okay. And I feel a lot of people are going to be asking about relationship and speaking about it. It's funny, we've had that the last couple of times. Well, it's been mixed the last time, but this time. Because many people are feeling they need to be placed somewhere. In other words, they're getting out of a job or getting a new job or they're moving. There's this feeling that there needs to be a coupling or coming together. Part of that is because it's about connecting to your soul tribe for the upcoming changes, the more, if you want to call it, abrupt changes. I don't want to say cataclysmic. That's too much. But I do feel a relationship coming up around you. I feel you're another one I feel that have, I feel two women have been around you that either you weren't ready and they were ready, or you thought you were ready and then you said, no, this is not the right person. And I do want to say to you, Anthony, do be picky. Don't fault yourself for that, because you're talking about setting up house with someone for a very, very long time. I feel for you more of a relation coming in the mid to end of summer, that time period. And I do feel it will be something around work for you. If it's not a colleague, it's going to be through a colleague or school situation. It's definitely some kind of institution where it's either work or you're at some kind of training program and you either meet somebody or you've gone with a colleague and through them you meet someone. And it just seems to fit. I can definitely tell you there's food around it. It just seems to fit. It just seems to work. So you're almost there. You're almost there.
Right.
The ones that I feel that are around you right now are not a true match, and I feel you already know that on a deeper
right.
level.
Right.
All right?
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling. You're welcome. All right, we've got a Skype caller here, so I don't know when you're Skype.
Yeah, hello.
You're just going to... Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What's your first name?
My first name's Carol.
Okay, Carol. Welcome to the program. Did you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do. I do. I've been going through a lot of shifting, and I think I'm getting down to parts of me that have been buried for a very long time, and this is that has to do with relationships, and I've also been working through or getting ready to go into a relationship, and I'm wondering if you have any insight into that.
Okay.
And if I'm going to...
Yeah, you are. Now, I feel yours is a little further off, probably fall, winter, maybe even in the October months.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like you either there's something online or something that you're doing. I don't know if it's a social networking or something that you're going to a group event. And I feel that they're mixed, people that are coupled, but people that are not coupled. There's a lot of not coupled people. And I do feel that you meet someone there. Now, what I want to say to everybody, especially if I don't happen to get to you online and you're asking about relationships, one thing you're going to notice is we're really right now moving into a time, yes, of coupling, but also the group, because it's about finding your soul tribe or your soul family. So many people are looking around going, I'm kind of lonely. I want someone to share my life with. Or I want more people around me that get it, that are waking up, that are living this way. I want people that are going through the changes I'm going through. Follow the nudges to do some of these group activities, even if it's at a work function. It's something that you might not normally go to, but you kind of feel like, I want to go, but maybe at the last minute you don't want to go. And I feel this specifically for you, Carol. Definitely go, because a lot of your mates at this part of the transition, if you will, this part of the awakening that we're in a quickening, are going to be met through these group situations. So not all of them. Some people will meet people just, walking down the street or whatever. But I do feel around you, Carol, it is in also a group setting, a group situation.
Okay. Okay, could it be? I facilitate workshops, and I'm wondering if it could be at one of those.
Oh, there you go. It could be something of that, or you're doing. Yeah, it could be. Do you normally are there desks or tables? Because I feel tables and chairs, almost like
a
conference kind of.
Right. Right now, I've just started, and I see that as being my calling, what I'm supposed to go forward with. And right now I'm doing it at a church.
Oh, well, that could be, yes. That could be. That's more
okay.
of a, yes, definitely. And by the way, if it's not your workshop or group, it could be something that you're attending or that's just finishing. But because I feel a lot of people are milling around you that you're with a lot. So either that's the same people doing the workshop with you same attendee.
More like a big conference or something?
Yes, but I kind of feel, I don't feel the huge conference. I feel more of like what you're saying with the church setting.
Okay.
But I do feel there's like tables or chairs in there. People could be sitting around in a circle and then chairs in the back. I can see papers or pamphlets, some kind of refreshments also.
Okay.
So you're in the right place. You're definitely in the right place.
Okay. Do you see me moving within? Pardon me?
Not until after you meet the person.
Okay.
That's going to be more next year. I know you're chomping at the bit to move. That is coming. Okay. But that's going to be more next year.
Okay.
All right. Blessings. Oh, I love it, everyone. Here we go. 484.
Hello.
Higher self. Hello. 484-792.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
Hey, yes, you are. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
My name is Antoinetta. And
okay.
Do you need my date of birth?
No.
Okay.
Antoinetta.
My question is, when is Christopher going to be contacting me and want to talk about the whole situation here, the relationship, and really wanting to get our relationship back on track and get moving forward?
Well, I do feel a call coming up probably March, April, but I want to say you need to have patience and look for more tangible results in May, probably mid-May, probably on the next gateway, May, June. I feel like they're hiding a bit and not wanting to deal. I feel like there was a lot of tension, kind of really like having it all out. But you are to have patience, go on with what you're doing. This does show a lot of past influence, I want to say past life, as well as past situation, past dating. Find something to do, what we call in the I Ching, calculated waiting, or waiting with right action,
okay,
while he is huffing and puffing and processing. I feel a lot of fear around him in regards to relationship or going to the next level.
Right. Because, I mean, this has been going on for 2 years. We're living in two
years. Yeah, I know. I see that.
And something's got to give here, because I was supposed to move there in December. So you can see why I'm upset. He pulled back. He's not even communicating with me. We both have children involved, and I just want...
I know, but see, you're very clear about what you want, but a relationship takes two people, and it's kind of the wonderful God cosmic joke. People don't shift at the same time, or always... It's like Teutonic plates. Sometimes they come together for a short period of time, and
right,
then there's a shifting. So you need to just let it go and be patient. I do. That's why I said it's not only past life, but it's past many back and forth, you know, this lifetime, this dimension.
Right.
And he's going to take it like a little turtle. He's going to take his head out a little bit, not too far off from now, March, April. So it's not far off. Don't
right,
push
he's
it. Don't
not
ask.
Even. He's not even communicating yet. He's not even calling.
I know
me.
because you're very. I know because you're very insistent on what you want. So he's going to poke his head out. Let him poke it out. Don't bring up stuff. Let him marinate a little longer, and then you'll have your direction in May, June. So focus on you, Antoinetta. Focus on
right.
you.
Right.
All right. Blessings.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello. We've got a 000012.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name
and
is
who
Brandy.
Is it? What's your name?
Brandy.
Brandy?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Brandy. What's your question? Question or comment?
Yeah, my question is, there was a guy that, you know, I'm interested in, and I was just curious if you could see it going anywhere.
Now, I feel you would want to change him or need to change him. There's some things that need to be changed if it was going to go to that next level. You're intrigued by him. Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't feel this is the one for you, and I feel you kind of already know that. I think you want a relationship, so you're looking around. I feel like if you got closer to him or you were dating him, into the dating, fiance, marriage thing, you're going to want to change him. And there's some, there's it's a values, principle, belief things are not quite lining up. But I can see you cocky.
Hello?
You know, like, for the maybe. Don't go for the maybes. Don't go for the potentials.
I didn't hear that
so
last
I would,
part.
Yeah, I can see you cocking your head, kind of thinking maybe with him, but I don't. You could try it. I just don't feel it's going to work out, and I feel that you already know that. So I would leave it as either casual dating, as kind of friends hanging out a little bit, and go for what you really want and what's really already there. Okay.
Another one coming soon, or
thank you. Okay, so one question each. Okay, another Skype caller. Hello, welcome to Awakenings.
Hello?
I can hear you. Hello, it's you.
Hi. I was actually wondering if on my spiritual growth, what do my spirit guides think I need to do now, or am I kind of just like in the waiting room area? I'm trying to...
Okay, what's your first name?
Gabriel.
Okay, Gabriel. Okay, I'm going to have you take a deep breath in.
Okay.
And then just release it. As I hear people. Well, one of the things I feel is your work needing to change and also your scheduling. And I do feel more something of an artistic or self-expressive mode. That could suit you. Now, are you in a room with a computer and a bunch of papers on a desk?
No.
That's not behind you? Okay. Are you in school right now?
No.
You need to go back to school. Okay, you need to take some classes or go back to school.
Okay.
I do feel the energy, what they're telling me is that you're wanting to make changes, you're wanting to move ahead, but I see something pulling you back or holding you back. What is that?
I don't know. That's what I've been wondering. I've been trying to open up more, like my third eye and the other abilities so I can understand more about, you know, kind of what's going on. And I don't know. I kind of feel this, like, I don't know why I'm
but
not.
But it feels to be your environment. I feel like there's a chaotic energy in your environment. So you're either going to have to go someplace. See, this is the thing right now, you know, in the old school days that I had, worked a lot with teachers. You really need teachers. You can do a lot on your own, but you need to apprentice. You need to work with somebody that's walked the steps before. So some type of spiritual center, a place where you can do some chanting, meditating. I feel for you, what I'm hearing from your higher self is in that energy of you has been trying to get through. You've got to get your environment less chaotic, whatever that means. I don't know why I'm seeing messy papers, but and it's, the environment's a bit dark, so you need to open it up with more light, and you need to have more of a routine. So find someone that you can work with. Like I said before, I have on the consciousinspiredliving.com in the meditation lounge, or you can download some free meditations, or selfandlight.com, the meditation link, there's some free meditations. Also, my book, Meditation for Everyday Living, come to think about it, in the CD.
Today I was actually at the library looking for free meditation, so I will definitely go to your website.
Yeah,
where did you say it was again?
Oh, Selfinlight, S-E-L-F.
Okay.
Selfinlight, INLIGHT.com. And then there's also Conscious Inspired Living.
Okay.
And we have there's a meditation lounge there that also has some free meditations. They're different ones. But what I do feel with you, why you're being stuck, is you have to get the foundation is what they're telling me. Your oversouls are around you, but they want you to get a routine. So journaling, also on the selfandlight.com, there's clearing work you can do for emotional states, stuck states. But you need to really get the basics in before you start working with the third eye, because otherwise the third eye is just going to be glunky. It's just going to have junk there and you're not going to be truly seeing. So start with the meditation, the journaling, the breath work. See in your area where you can go for to connect with like-minded individuals as well.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Excellent question. You're very welcome. Very smart guy you are to call in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basics. I still go back to basics. The basics, the reason there's this the spiritual foundation and spiritual tools is because we always have to go back to those basics. It's from what everything is built upon is built upon the basics. All right. Hello, 504-292 or 252.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the program. Hi.
Hi, this is Emily. How are you?
Oh, Emily, I'm doing great. Great to connect
with you. That's great. I have a question. I heard you earlier talking about, did you say a soul tribe you were talking about?
Yes.
Is that just like a, you know, and I when you said that, I like totally was like, yes, like I'm looking for, I have like really great friends. I really do. But I feel like I'm a sophomore in college, just so you know. So I'm sort of like making transitions into like new friends and stuff, and I'm finding that I'm not really meeting as many people I'm connecting with, you know, like on a, I guess, that kind of level where I feel like they're like really, I don't know. You know what I mean, right? Like, I'm not making any great connections.
I do.
Yeah.
And that is one of the first things that happens, what we call the deepening on the path. When you move from what we call the mutable cross, where you're just feeling things out. Do I want to go this way? What do I want to do? All of a sudden, a part of your path, you start getting hooked on your path, on your divinity, on God, on love, on your spiritual practices.
Right. So, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, is that going to come for me? Like, when is that going to, what should I do? Like, I'm trying to get more involved, you know, like, in, like, things to try to meet people who maybe share similar interests as me to maybe find
That's what you
people.
Need to do. But one of the things that you have to do is, like I said before, and I'm going to put in there on the YouTube, www.youtube.com/lightbeing21. There's some videos on this, on connecting to your soul tribe, is you have to follow your interests. You know, Joseph Campbell said it, follow your bliss. Well, what the bliss is or what joy is, it's actually your spiritual nature coming from your soul guiding you. So we're like little GPS systems or little Geiger counters, you know, or you know those things you see on those infomercials where you can buy those things to find the metal in the ground at the beach and wherever. That's what we are. So we're learning to tune into our sonar, if you will, our inner GPS, our sonar. All these are metaphors for this. So you need to follow what is causing you a little tickle or a little joy or a little, I want to go there. That's interesting. And that can be driving there. That could be a cafe, a coffee shop, a restaurant, an art happening, a dance happening. That's what you need
and
to do. And that,
definitely.
You're doing that? Okay.
I totally am. I'm, like, getting more involved. I'm, like, really into, like, human rights organizations on campus and, like, the LGBT community on campus. Like, I'm trying to get super involved. But this is going to make me sound super, like, I think I'm better than everyone else. And I don't. But I haven't, the people are just kind of shallow, and I'm not trying to sound like I'm like this high and mighty person, but I just feel like I can't have serious conversations with a lot of them, you know?
But I feel you need to go to a place where there's more of, Lucy and in the chat is saying, I need more friends like Emily. Awakenings is another place, you know, whether it's connecting on the Awakenings radio page on Facebook, and connecting. You know, I've met a lot of people, believe it or not, virtually, that I've ended up connecting with IRL in real life. So that's one way to start also. But I would say you need to go more where there is people spiritually focused or that are consciously, you know, living more awake, more aware. I'm putting it in the chat. Awakenings. And following that, so some of it, see, it's about resonance.
Mm.
You know, the law of magnetic attraction is based on resonance. If you forget about the law of magnetic attraction, focus on where you're resonating, and then you will attract more and more people that are more of more resonance to you, are more like-minded or complementary. So they're not going to fit, you know, they'll fit together, but there'll be some differences. So some of these people that you're meeting in some of these other groups, you may hang with for other reasons. What I hear from you is you really want to connect with people that are on the path consciously so that you can talk about what's happening, what's going on.
Right.
And that you will meet through workshops, again, through things like the Awakening Radio, coming to here, you know, and just get to know people a little bit, chit-chat, share a little bit of your story here and there and what's going on, and things can evolve into a way that brings you that soul tribe. So the soul tribe, it'll be virtual and in real life. It won't be just one or the other. It'll be a blending for that. One of the things that I love to do, I have on my Meditation for Everyday Living a track called the Ascension meditation or alignment. It's also an alignment meditation. And I do that meditation and aligns to my higher chakras, which has a lot more oomph than the denser chakras. And that's where I put my request, even for the day. Sometimes I'll get up in the morning and it's like, oh, I want to do something. I don't know what. You know, I want to have an interesting experience or meet someone to talk to. And so from that place, I will literally visualize, envision, and feel myself connecting. So that's one thing that everyone can do, you as well as Emily, to draw in those experiences so that you're drawing in more of the spirit and soul qualities, not just the mental, emotional qualities that you're getting with these other groups. You want more of the spirit and soul qualities, right?
Exactly. Okay. Okay, well, thank you. I'm going to take your advice.
You're very well.
We'll see what happens.
Thanks for calling in. This was great.
Thanks.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
IRL is in real life. How do you like that, guys? that's a little sock med or what they call social media lingo. So, you know, but like any relationships, because we all have the human aspect of us, give it time. Take time for it to come together. Hello, 818-324. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program. Are you just listening? Okay, well, I'll keep reading till our guest comes on the line. And this was 818-324, but no one's there. Okay. 267-286, welcome to Awakenings.
Michelle.
Yes.
Hello? Hi. Hello. Oh, my God. Oh, I thought you would not be able to get to me. I was like,
Jarita?
I hope. No, this is Cassie.
Is this Jarita?
No, huh? This is Cassie.
Cassie. Hi.
Hello?
Cassie.
Yes. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
I can now.
Oh, okay. I think we have a little bit of a delay.
Okay.
Cassie.
So what's your... Mm-hmm.
Yes, I had a question for you just really quickly about my job. And I have been going through some things here, and I'm feeling like I'm not going to be here too much longer. And I'm wondering, do you feel me losing my job at all or moving on, or what do you see surrounding me? Because I feel myself getting more. I'm sorry.
This is a really good point because – I feel you are to be moving on. You know, there's that little saying, every, you know, thought's a prayer, be careful what you wish for. And I said it earlier at the top of the program, we call in our awakenings very often by what we're focusing on. Cassie, I do feel that you want to move on from that job.
I do, but I feel like it's going... I feel like what's going to happen is I'm probably going to end up getting fired, or, I mean, I do want to move on, but I don't know if I want to move on like that. But, I mean, if that is what gets me out, then I guess I can't do anything about it. But I don't know. It's like one of those things where you know you need to go, but at the same time, it's like when it happens, you still feel kind of devastated about it.
Yeah. I would say for you, start looking or even just writing a bit of a vision of what you would like, even though I know you know in your mind, but just writing it down, writing a kind of an ideal scene. ideal scenario. It does show leaving, but I'm not, it does, it's interesting, it doesn't feel like right away. It feels like it gets a little shaky mid to end of summer, and then around September, October, it seems to get a little, are they laying, because I feel like it may not be just you. I feel like there could be other people that are laid off as well, or let go of, or fired.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about layoffs. It seems to me that the job is pretty steady. I'm not
your
sure
job?
About layoffs.
Why do you feel
well,
that? Why do you feel that you could get fired then? Because I'm not.
No. I don't mean for me. I mean like I don't feel like there hasn't been any layoffs or anything in the past. So I wasn't thinking about like layoffs or anything like that.
Yeah, but I feel there's going to yes, but I do. That's why I'm saying it seems something changes. Towards the end of the summer months, so you're not going to feel that you're feeling not only for you the unsteadiness. See, sometimes we feel things in our gut before we have them on an ego level. So I would say you do need to prepare. It's interesting. It seems like it's around you. It's almost like the flu. It's around you, but I don't feel you catching it. So it may be an odd situation where you're thinking, why wasn't it me? I'm the one that wants to leave. Because I feel there's something for you in your empowerment in regards to consciously leaving. I feel that is, on a higher self level, that's what your higher self is wanting to have happen.
For me to choose to leave, not for me to get fired.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't see me being terminated or anything? Because I feel like the way things are going, it feel like that could happen.
Yeah, but it doesn't show right away. It's not showing definitively that. I'm not getting a read that's what's happening. I think that's also what you would like to have happen.
Oh, really?
It reminds me, years ago I read for, and I'm not going to say who the celebrity is, but they had married a very much older person, and I did a reading for them. And they kept saying, oh, I don't want to be a widow. I just feel it. I feel that he's going to die. And I looked at it. I said, no, he's not going to die. Yes, you're going to get a divorce, I said, but he's not going to die. And also I predicted the sitcom that she was later on, or the primetime TV show. And he did not die. But they did get a divorce, and because she didn't stay married for a certain period of time, she only got a certain amount of money. If she'd been married longer, she would have gotten more money. But I feel like you're trying to call it in.
Okay.
But for some reason, it's almost like sticky glue for you there. It gets very heated in the collar, very contentious. But I'm not getting a definitive read that you would get fired.
Okay.
So... It's not a destiny issue, you getting fired there.
Okay.
It could be a probability, but there's something that you're... See, sometimes when this happens, that means there's something you're having to learn or go through. And
okay.
That's why the situation isn't black or white.
Okay. But you do see... because I have been feeling, as I said before, like I should be... like I should move on at some point. But
absolutely.
I just don't know when. But you do feel that as well, or see that.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well,
wanting it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you're really wanting that.
Yeah, I just want something different, something more conscious, I think. I think that's what it is for me, because I don't feel like I'm getting it right now.
But sometimes, don't wait. I mean, sometimes I know people in the, kind of metaphysical or new age field, whatever you want to call it, think, okay, if I'm meant to move on, I'm meant to move on. But sometimes the learning lesson is that you are meant to move on, but it can, sometimes it has to happen from your own steam.
All right, I got you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're welcome. Blessings.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, not one-stop shopping. Okay, so I'm not sure. Hello and welcome to Awakenings.
Hello? Can you
hear
me?
Yes, hi. Welcome to the program. Yes, I can.
Oh, good. This is Mark Allen calling. I was supposed
to... Oh, hi, Mark. I was wondering, you're calling in from a different number, so I did. I just took a chance
this is the number.
You.
Okay.
No. Your number is either private or it's a Skype number, so I was waiting for 415.
Right. Yes.
All good.
From home rather than the office. That's it.
Ah, okay. I'm glad I listened to my intuition because we have quite a few other callers. Let me let everyone know you can call next week again between 12 and 12:45, and we can reconnect. And right now we have our guest on the line, Mark Allen, who is the author of The Greatest Secret of All, Simple Steps to Abundance, Fulfillment, and a Life Well Lived. And Mark, you also are the author of a book that I have read and reread and reread, and I don't even know how old it is, but Visionary Business, which I also want to suggest to people as well. That is a great entrepreneur's guide to success, really a great book as well. So both of them, actually, pretty amazing. So welcome to Awakenings, Mark.
Thank you.
So one thing I want to ask you, we have quite a few people that are called in that are wanting to hear you speak as well as in the chat room. Those that are calling in, if you do have a question or a comment for Mark Allen, our guest today, author of The Greatest Secret of All, you can call in at 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad if you have a question for our guest. What got you on this path of more of, let's say, visionary or conscious business?
I spent my 20s wandering around from Minnesota to a bit in New York and then Northern California, doing just lots of seminars and workshops. And I guess what got me into this whole thing were my own anxieties and neuroses. When I left college, I was kind of a basket case. I was unhealthy physically and emotionally. I felt a lot of just discomfort all the time and anxiety. I felt something wasn't right with me or the world, but I didn't know exactly what it was. And it really forced me. Now I'm very glad I had all the anxiety, and even in college I had these periods of depression. But I know that was because of my soul just didn't want to be in college in that structure or anything. And then once I left, I became a seeker. I wandered around through my 20s. I spent 6 months at a Zen center, which was great for my health. And I spent 3.5 years at a Tibetan center in Berkeley studying Tibetan Buddhism. And then I wandered around, went to a bunch of workshops, spent a year with a man named Ken Kies Jr., who had written a book called Handbook for Higher Consciousness.
Yeah.
In the 70s.
I have that in my
yeah, and
collection.
That year really, really changed my life and taught me some great things. And then I met Shakti Gawain there. We called ourselves workshop junkies, and we just went on all these workshops and things together. And then we were actually kind of tricked into leading a seminar. We were hired to help a guy just to support him. Shakti was going to cook, and I was just going to hand out papers and things. And 25 people came from all over the country to do this four-day seminar ending on a New Year's. And 10 minutes before, he said, "I can't handle this," and he disappeared. So Shakti and I did the seminar, and much to our amazement, people loved it. And I realized it wasn't what we did or even who we were. It's just that people took 4 days out of their busy lives to sit back and look at the big picture and relax and meditate. And Shakti and I just threw in everything we'd ever learned from any seminar for 4 days. And people loved it, and they started. Some other people set up another seminar we taught, and I kept writing notes. I wanted to give people more and more notes. I wanted them to have something concrete in their hands. And the notes grew into a little book, and we ended up printing up just the local little printer, 200 copies, and I literally looked up book and publish in a dictionary to see, have I published a book? And I had, and that's how it all started. It just kind of happened.
I love it. Boy, but the two things that you said that to me tie into what we before you came on the program, Mark, is listening to that kind of intuition, but following that opening that was there, you know, because some people may not have followed it,
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, going for, and also the training and connecting with like-minded individuals. If you could speak to that a bit, how important to have, you know, a spiritual practice or practices, you know, having that foundation, that training, that something to go to, because this path will cause you to freak out. I mean, there, you know, it's, I always say life gives you the initiations, you know, sometimes you don't
yeah.
even have to conjure them up, you know,
right.
you don't have to pay $6,000 to, you know, sleep on a you know, mountaintop. You can, if you
right.
really open to your path, right, you can
yeah.
you call it in. If you could speak a bit to that.
You know, I always had this feeling, I didn't get a word about this in school, but as soon as I left college, I knew there were other possibilities for life rather than just to get a job I didn't like, which is what my dad wanted me to do and what he did, and just muddle through life. I knew there was this possibility of a life of ease and even inner peace and even joy, even enlightenment.
Mm.
And the first spiritual books I read in my when I was 21, 22 just opened me up to the possibility life could be completely different. I don't have to be depressed and filled with anxiety. And I look now, looking back, it looked like I was on this emotional roller coaster that was completely beyond my control. It felt like these emotions would just overwhelm me, and
yeah.
I would be depressed or sad or anxious, a lot of anxiousness. Something's wrong. I don't know what, but something wrong, very anxious. That drove me to realize there's all these great traditions that they all go to the same place, and they all offer the rewards of a life of inner peace. And that's what I really wanted. I just wanted to relax and enjoy life. I wanted to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that became my goal. And I went searching, and I sure found it in many different traditions. I first studied with a yoga teacher from India, and he had a wonderful inner peace about him. Then my Zen teacher, I studied at the Maui Zendo with this wonderful old Japanese man named Katsuki Sekida, who went on to write two great books of Zen that I still study. They had the Zen koans. For instance, the one I'm on now, I worked through it. I've been working through this book for 25 years or something. It's one of my ongoing things. That and The Power of Now are my two ongoing books I just continue to study. The latest koan I'm studying is the Zen master asks his disciples, how can you be free from life and death? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they mean, it's translated from Japanese, I'm sure they mean from the anxieties and pain of life and death. And Katsuki
yeah.
Sekida's commentary on it is, how can you be free from life and death? Don't worry about it. That's all he says. So for 6 months or so, I've reflected on that often. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That's great advice. So the advice is everywhere, and there's many different paths and teachings, for all tailored to different individuals. There's the perfect path for each of us. And for most of us, it involves several traditions. One reason I left Tibetan Buddhism is the teacher was adamant, you pick one tradition and stick with it, because you don't want spiritual soup. So I really tried. I tried for I tried for 3.5 years to really get into the Tibetan tradition. But I realized I was cutting off my own roots, my own Christian roots, my own culture. Really, I was trying to become a Tibetan Buddhist. And it wasn't working because I'm not Tibetan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't born with all of the cultural things each of us are born with, completely vary around the world. So I realized I need to find an American path, a path that works for me. And it's evolved into, it is a spiritual soup. I study the power of now daily. I study my Zen teacher. I still do some yoga. I take a lot of different teachings from a lot of different places.
I find, you know, there's something that I read years ago from Marianne Williamson, where she said some people have a monochromatic coat or a coat of one color, and some people have a coat of many colors. And, you know, astrologically, you could even look in somebody's chart. If they have a lot of Aquarius energy or Gemini, they're going to be amalgamation. But that's a really good point, because I, too, in the beginning studied with teachers that definitely you had to do, you know, you don't want spiritual soup, only one practice, one path, and then that's the only way you can go deeper. But that's not for everyone. Some people, that suits them, but some people, it really is this amazing synthesis or blending that, of course, in my mind reflects the soul. You know, some people, that's the essence of your being, is that wonderful blending, if you will, of ways. One thing you mentioned in one of your books is about the simple secret of success. We can touch on that, and also this idea, I definitely, because a lot of people want to know about the idea of manifesting or drawing more to them into their liking, which people deem as being successful.
Yeah, I found a very simple system I teach to this day. I wandered through my 20s. I was a total poverty case. Everything I touched fell apart in a way. First I was an actor and a musician in this company, and that fell apart. Then I joined another spiritual theater company, and that fell apart. And then I went to the Zen Center, and I got kicked out for breaking the rules. And then I wandered along, and I had even had a rock band for a while. That fell apart. And I was even fired as a busboy and dishwasher for being too slow, and fired as a typesetter for not showing up on time. And then I turned 30. I had no job. I had no money of any kind. No family support financially at all that, you know, a lot of people have. But I did it entirely on my own. I woke up the day I was 30 in a state of shock, realized I wasn't a kid anymore. It was somehow cool to be a poverty case spiritual type in my 20s. But once I was 30, it was no longer cool to me. My soul just said, okay, it is time to fulfill your destiny in a way, or to do what you're here to do. And I paced up and down. I remember telling my friends, no party or anything. I need to be alone and think about my life. And I think I did some thinking that day that I had never done before. I took a look at the big picture of my life, and I put together some things I learned when I was in my 20s, but had never put into effect. The first thing that really changed my life, I also had tried a back-to-the-land experiment in my early 20s that fell apart in 6 months. I remembered that one night during the back-to-the-land experiment, we were sitting around a fire, and this couple said, let's play this game we play at church camp. Let's imagine 5 years have passed and everything has gone as well as you could imagine. What would your life look like? And we went around the fire and everybody spoke. I don't remember a word of what I said, so it obviously had no effect on my life whatsoever. But the day I turned 30, I thought, this is a good idea to do this. But this time I took a sheet of paper and wrote it down. I put ideal scene at the top of a sheet of paper and wrote down what I imagined my life would look like in 5 years if, through some magic or something, everything had gone as well as I could imagine. And much to my amazement, I wrote, I have a successful publishing company that just cruises along on its own and is not stressful for me at all. And I write books that have a great impact in the world. And I write beautiful music and record it. And I have a beautiful home on a hill in Marin County, California. I just saw this home on a hill in Marin. I lived in Oakland across the bay in a funky little one-room cheap apartment I was renting. So my ideal was far from my reality, but that became my goal. And I stared at that, and I'd made a list of goals then, start a publishing company, start writing books, start recording music, start learning about real estate. And then I stared at those, and I made a list of goals as affirmations, something to this day I carry around in my pocket. And I really do think that the ideal scene and then the list of goals as affirmations were the two most powerful things I did, because I started affirming, I am now creating a successful publishing company in an easy and relaxed manner, a healthy and positive way. I kept affirming that and affirming that. And then after a few weeks, for every one of my major goals, these plans started emerging. Oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. And I started writing down these little one-page plans for every goal. To this day, I have in my briefcase a file folder for every major goal, and on top is my one-page plan for that goal. That's my simple little process.
And do you feel that this, because it is simple, that it's easier for people to do, or easy for you to do?
Yes. Yes, and anybody can do it. I had a miracle story of the week, I call it, where this woman just came to a seminar I did here and told me 2 years ago, when the real estate market collapsed, she had been selling real estate, and she had just bought a house at the top of the real estate bubble.
She just...
And it all collapsed, and suddenly she was making no money, and she had this huge mortgage, and her house was worth half the value of her mortgage that she owed. And so she was looking at losing her house in foreclosure and looking at bankruptcy. And then she took one of my seminars. She came out of that seminar with one page of written affirmations. And the affirmations were things like, I am now paying off my house in full. I am now... generating lots of income. I am building toward $1 million in liquid assets. She made this list of goals, and then she, as affirmations, then every morning she said she'd go to her club and spend like a half an hour on the treadmill, and she had this right in front of her face, and she would read it over and over and over. And she said she knows that it was doing that started generating these ideas in her head that were really out of the box and creative. She thought she could do this, she could try this. She said she got like half a dozen ideas, and the first four or five didn't work. She investigated them and thought they wouldn't work. But then her fifth or sixth idea, which was working with banks to help people in her situation, was something she realized, she could do. And she made a plan. She went and talked to banks. Now, after 2 years, her house is paid off in full, and she has all these liquid assets, and she's really doing very well. She knows it was simply that writing those affirmations and affirming them that caused the plans to emerge that she could act on. And that kind of summarized in a nutshell what I learned and what I can teach anybody.
And, Mark, do me... We have a question here about your, is there an email or website address? Do you have it so I can put that in the chat and then also let people know that are listening
sure,
to the airwaves?
Yeah, it's great, yes. MarkAllen.com, and there's an email there. Mark with a C, MarkAllen.com.
Okay.
Or NewWorldLibrary.com, too, is great. That's my publishing company, and that has Eckhart Tolle, Shakti Gawain, all these great people.
Okay, New World Publishing Company as well.
Right, New World Library.
New World Publishing?
It's NewWorldLibrary.com. NewWorldLibrary.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do have a question for our guest, Mark Allen, hello, 609-209, you're on Awakenings.
Hold on.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, I was just listening.
Okay, all right. Okay, so if you have the number one pressed, I think that you have a question or a comment. Here's another Skype call. I don't know if you're just listening or if you have a question or a comment. Hello, you're on Awakenings.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes. Did you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yes, I have been working on manifestations, and my life seems to be going exactly in the direction. And I'm just wondering if there's, with the insight I've already heard, it's absolutely right to write down my goals and so forth, and if there's just any insight into where I'm going.
I heard a great analogy that a plane is off course over 95% of the time, but the pilot just keeps correcting and correcting over and over and reaches the destination.
Okay.
The way I see it, the universe does say yes to every thought we have. And when we affirm something, I am now becoming successful doing what I love to do, for instance, the universe says yes and starts showing us how. It starts whispering in our ear the next step.
Okay.
If, however, our very next thought is, oh, but it's so hard, so few people succeed, the universe says, yes, it's so hard for you with that thought. So the way I see the whole process, it really is becoming more aware of every thought. Not that we have to be on course all the time. We can even be off course maybe 95% of the time. But if we keep coming back to that affirmation and to that ideal scene and to our plan and keep doing something, taking some step forward, it's each step is small. A journey of 1,000 miles does begin with one step and is filled with nothing but small steps. I never had to take any huge, scary leaps. I never even had to make some kind of leap of faith or come to believe in any of this. I just tried it. I just started affirming, I am now creating a successful publishing company in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. And these ideas would come to mind. And then, yes, I would get frustrated. I'd say, oh, it's so hard. There's so many details. And I'd be off course. But then I'd go back to my affirmation. I am now creating a successful company, the company of my dreams. And slowly these plans started coming to mind, and the obvious steps, just the next steps became obvious.
Okay. That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, 267-912. Did you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yes, hi, Michelle. This is Lucien.
Oh,
hello, can you hear me?
Great.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you. And hello, Mark Allen. This is Lucien.
Hello.
Welcome. Yes, I definitely commend you, and I love your works, by the way. I was actually following up on some of the stuff that you've been doing prior to you coming onto the show today. I wanted to comment on what you were saying, and actually 2 days ago, I did just as what you had suggested. I had so much clutter in my mind, and I did put it on paper, and I just thought of myself 5 years from now and just trying to reorganize everything, and amazingly, it is so effective. There was so much weight that was lifted off of my shoulders, and with that, I have such a better, I guess, vision of what is about to become. And I feel like it's such a great way to really start the engines to be creating into this reality in the three-dimensional, in which, as I said, it actually can be a great thing. It could be a bliss. And I just wanted to thank you for that and want to say, you know, continue with the great works. Yes.
Mm. Thanks for that. I appreciate
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And that's all.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much for being a part of Awakenings. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, what I love the synergy, Mark, and the synchronicity of obviously, never fails at what we've been discussing at the top of the program, the beginning of the program. Always the guest either elucidates on that, chimes in, or the book is their book or their CD is about that, or their workshops. And something I had mentioned at the top of the program was the importance of people writing down their ideal scene, especially if they're feeling stuck. Yes, and thank you.
That is great.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I think even Lucy, and he's been listening via chat, had written that he had just done that, so he probably had gone to your website as well. Usually our listeners do pre-research before program, so, you know, putting the link in the chat room to the website and such. But how, let's go back to that. How important do you feel that is, especially if people have been stuck? At the top of the program, we had quite a few people saying that they were stuck or maybe even wanting to go into a different job. This is probably a really good one if you could address. Knowing that you need to make changes or you want to make changes, and specifically job changes,
yeah,
and kind of just waiting. Any thought on that?
Yeah, I meet a lot of people in that situation, and some of them say, look, I've got a job and a family and a mortgage, and I'm not doing what I love, but I always stress the ideal, at least for me, is to do what you love to do and figure out how to make that work financially. Keep asking your creative, subconscious, limitless mind how you can possibly make it work. So I encourage people to just, you know, keep doing their job. Yeah, don't quit your daytime job and imperil the you know, your family or anything. Keep doing your job, but keep asking yourself, what do you really love to do? Do your ideal scene. Imagine 5 years have passed, everything has gone as well as you could imagine. So you're doing what you love and it's working for you financially. What would that look like? Then within that very dream is the path to achieve it. I remember Deepak Chopra was that, you know, within every desire is the seed and mechanics for its fulfillment. If you can imagine what you really love to do, dare to dream what you really love to do, and then you can sit there and work backwards, say, okay, how could I possibly make that work financially? What could I do? And then you can start doing it. You don't need to do it 40 hours a week. 40 hours a week is a total arbitrary number. I've never in my life on this business worked more than 20, 25 hours is all I needed. But even for if you're working 40, 50 hours a week at another job and you have a family and, then at least you can find an hour a week, 2 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watch a little less TV. Take one night. To every month we get a day-long holiday. Take that holiday or something. Just start. You know, start wherever you can, but start with a plan and finally get to the point where you're beginning with the end in mind and you keep that end in mind. And you will make some progress toward it, even just a few hours a week. I heard about this. One of the really successful Canadian novelists, and I forget which one, some woman had 4 or 5 kids, and she decided she would write handwritten 2 pages a day, which is like a 1 page a day typed up. 2 pages a day she would write, even with 5 kids. And she would find some time to do that. If she couldn't find it during the day, she'd do it in bed just before going to bed. When all the kids were asleep, she'd write her 2 pages. Well, if you write 2 pages a day, say it's one final page typed up, in a year you've got 365 pages. And she wrote her first novel that way and got it published. So anybody in
I think it is just anyone can do it. And what is it? You know, I recently, well, actually it's almost going to be a year. I think it started in August. A magazine called Conscious Inspired Living, highlighting people that are living consciously inspired. And I can't tell you, Mark, how many people we had saying, why are you doing that? That's too hard. When are you going to find the time? And one thing I found that helps me is that I, you know, well, read things. Like I said, I've read your Visionary Business a few times. It's very earmarked.
Great.
Obviously, your greatest book's The Secret of All the Latest. But I start watching either documentaries, biographies, movies, read books of people that have dared to say yes and followed through. And
yeah.
I start right surround. I read Larry and Sergey inside the two people that started Google, because I look and go, if they can do it, then why can't I? You know.
Yep.
Well, isn't that? I mean, there's something within our culture that says, in what you said earlier about the 9 to 5, or it's going to take 40 hours, or it's
mm-hmm.
too much or too long.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? I think people get too caught up in how long it's going to take. That
yeah.
their idea, when they think of it, they right away go to how long and how difficult and how hard, and so they never do take the chance. And, of course, well-meaning people saying, yeah, that's too difficult or too long or you don't have the time for that or the money or the expertise.
Mm-hmm.
How can people not get caught in that? What's your suggestion for people not getting caught up in that mindset?
I think the most important essential work, there's two essential things. One is daring to dream and have that dream and going for it. And then the other is dealing with all those doubts and fears that come up, because they will come up. They do come up. But
yeah.
you can deal with them. You can deal with them. And
mm-hmm.
definitely what you were starting to do is something I often tell people. Whatever you can dream of, whatever you'd love to do, there have been people that have done brilliant success in that field. So look at what they're doing. Study them. Get books about them. Get online. Find out how they did it. And then you start realizing there's an almost infinite number of ways to succeed in every given area, and you can find your own unique way.
I like what you say about finding your own unique way.
Yeah. I mean, one of the great composers of the 20th century, I think it was Mahler, was a CPA, an accountant. He had a day job, and he became a huge world-renowned composer. And he'd fly around and conduct orchestras of his work, and people would always say, well, quit your day job. And he knew himself. He said, no, he wouldn't, because if he quit his day job, then music would become work. Become a job to him. He kept his job, so music stayed flat. He knew himself. Now, I would have sat down with him and said, you don't have to believe that. You don't have to turn music into a job. You could quit your day job.